Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt and Kyler Dawson today.
Hey.
Welcome, Kyler.
Hi, guys.
We're really happy to have you on the program today. Today, our show is all about you.
Perfect. Sounds good. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So Jill's got some real specific questions because she's like that.
Okay. Shoot.
It's so funny. I'm not normally the organized one, but in this area I am. So I want to ask you first, kind of your backstory. Let me tell you what I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask you like your backstory, if you want to just tell us a little bit about your history. Then I want to know, you know, go into how you found us, and then I want to hear what you're doing now. So.
Okay, perfect. I'll just jump in. If I start talking too much, just cut in and stop me. But a little under 2 years ago, I was working full time and just kind of wanted something else to do. The monotony of my day-to-day job was getting to me, and I just wanted to find some kind of side thing to do and keep my full-time job. So I had a commute to work of 45 minutes each way. So I just started listening to podcasts, a bunch of different business podcasts, trying to get idea flow going on what I could do and all that. And I came across a podcast for land investing, and it wasn't y'all's. It was a different person's. And I liked the idea of it, and the numbers seemed to make sense. So I did research on my own, and I decided to go ahead and purchase that program. And I did that program for probably about 6 or 7 months. And I mean, throughout the entire process, I felt like there were just holes throughout it where I just wanted more information, or there had to be a better way to do this or that. And just a little bit about that. I mean, I was getting data from the county directly. So I think you guys know that that's like looking at the matrix and trying to decipher the information.
Kyler, you can use Mark's name on the air.
Okay. Yeah, it was Mark's program.
I was waiting.
I'm trying to be politically correct here. But yes, it was Mark's program. And nothing against the program, because it brought me to the land business and it gave me the idea and the passion. So just dealing with the county data. I mean, I'd send a mailer out, and I mean, no lie, 50 to 75% of the letters came back as undeliverable,
bad name, bad address,
whatever.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was just the counties I was dealing with, but it was just super frustrating. And I just had so many questions about different things. And I bought a couple properties through him and was lucky enough to sell them for a profit, but I just bought them completely wrong. I mean, I was just getting lucky, and I just knew that there was a better way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back and started searching land investing podcasts, and somehow stumbled across y'all's very first podcast. I think it was a different one than what it's called now.
Mm-hmm.
But just on y'all's podcasts, the first few I listened to, y'all were answering a lot of the questions that I already had. So I knew there was more to you guys, and there's more to this business than I knew. And so I think I emailed Jill a few times. I read everything on y'all's website, read all the reviews I could.
Do you remember talking to Kyler?
I don't.
Or chatting? No?
No.
How long have you been with us, bud?
Yeah.
I bought y'all's program last February, so this will be 12 months.
Okay, wow. All right. Yeah. Good. This is a good test then. 12 months later.
Cool. Yeah, and we can get into my financials later. I kept pretty good financials, so we can do that later. But
as long as they're black. Are they black or red?
they're green. They're green.
They're Land Academy green.
Perfect.
They're Land Academy green. But yeah, so I emailed Jill a few times, and then I got the kind of that blast email of saying you get a free property if you buy, you know, today or whatever. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. If I sell the property, I'll, you know, recoup pretty much the investment and all this kind of stuff. And I think there's more to this.
Perfect.
So I did it, bought the program in February, and I mean, kind of the rest is history. I've been doing it ever since, and it's night and day different. I mean, the back office support that we get with you guys, I mean, not just the program, but then Success Plan, and then when Data at the Doorstep came out and RealQuest, I mean, I was like a kid in a candy store looking at that data compared to what I was, you know, used to. I mean, it's like, it was just amazing. And so, yeah, I've been doing it ever since last February. I guess I really started in March because I was doing the program in February. But it's been a lot of fun, and I probably spent, I mean, I would say an average of 3 hours a week on this business, and some weeks I didn't work on it at all. So it's truly a side business for me. I've got a full-time career and everything, so that's kind of my backstory, and I can, you know, go into any more details that you guys want. I'll let you guys kind of guide me.
Jill and I are just sitting here fist pumping each other. Seriously, because, you know, there's some people that look at, they just don't understand it. And so, yeah, I mean, the first time I went into RealQuest a lot of years ago, I was the same way. I'm like, oh, this is, I'm going to turn this into some serious stuff. And it sounds like you had the same experience.
Yeah, and I don't think people truly understand the quality of the data that we get through RealQuest unless you had to deal with the counties. I mean, just, it's crazy. So, I mean, I have a full appreciation of it, but it's, if you want to try it out, just call a county and get a list from them, get a hard CD that they'll mail you, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I love that. That's like one of my favorite things is when I talk to people that have done it like you did, the hard way. I'm like, yeah, trust me. Once you get into this, you're going to fall over. You know, it's so true. And nowhere else. I mean, nowhere else can you get all the counties delivered the same way.
Exactly.
So good. So thank you. So that's your backstory. And now are you still doing, so tell me about now, are you still doing 3 hours a week, or is it taking over more? And give us some deals and what's going on.
Yeah. Up until, you know, right now, today. Yeah. It's just a side business, true side business. But I think here in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to switch it over to full time. I've got I built up a little nest egg, and I'm going to just dump into, you know, a business checking account. And I think I'm going to start running with this. I mean, I've tested it for a year. So, yeah, I think that's news. That's new news. Not a lot of people know that. So now all the podcast listeners know.
So how, you know, talk to us about the deals you've done. Do you have good ones, bad ones? You know, we don't want this to be a commercial. So just completely tell the truth, transparent.
Yeah, no, I will. No problem. I've got all my numbers pulled up right in front of me. Cool. So since March of last year, I've done a total of 13 deals. So about a deal and a half a month. And I've only sent out one mailer, and it was last March.
Wow.
And it was about 800 letters.
What?
And I got 40 back, signed PA or phone call. So I've got,
our numbers, man.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Those are like what we produce personally.
It was about a 5% return rate, which I thought was awesome.
That's about what we get.
Yep.
Jill, do you remember the picture I sent you of like all my letters fanned out and then the Land Academy book right there?
Yes. Yes.
Because I got like 13 letters in one day, and I was like, whoa, this is happening. So I sent you the picture that one time, but
I do remember that.
Yeah, right now I've got 25 accepted offers, about $30,000 worth of just me purchasing price, just sitting, and I've just been mowing this list down. You know, I buy one or two a month.
On the same mailer?
Yeah, that's same so county, great. Same mailer.
All right, we don't want to talk about what county it is at all. But
we're not
gonna
share
that. Serious because you struck
this
gold.
This is your little...
And you priced it right your first time. Well, no, you had experience with Mark first, so that's good. Mark warmed you up. Good. Thanks, Mark.
Warmed me up. Put me up, and I came out ready.
I gotta say, I hate to say it's a starter place, but it's a good starter place. I've had, you know, I'm sure you know in Success Plan, there's several of you in this same situation that said, oh, thank goodness, now I got all my questions answered, and I know what I'm doing, you know.
You know, there's this old saying in marriage, and it goes like this. I don't care where you go get hungry, just come home and eat. Like, so if you go to the gentleman's club, or let's say for example, and then you come home and, you know, and everybody wins.
Uh-huh.
So thanks, Mark, for warming Kyler up.
Yeah.
Because he's with us now.
Oh, that's so
it worked. Yeah.
Funny. Oh my gosh. All right, tell me, like, give me some numbers, Kyler. Like, what was your best deal? Like, bought for this, sold for that.
Well, I mean, if it's okay with you guys, I'd like to show or tell my, like, honest numbers, because I know as listeners, people just want to hear that. I mean, and I'm a numbers guy, so I hope this helps make sense to people.
Everybody just wants the truth. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So of the 13 properties that I bought over the last 10 months, just for the property, the purchase price was $16,000. And then with other fees associated with each of those individual properties, like one of them had back taxes, and then like recording fees and just mail costs, I attach each one of those costs to each specific property. It's another $2,300. So total cost just for the land, no overhead or anything, and then just the mail and everything was about $18,500.
Okay.
My sales price on all 13 of those from $18,500 was $43,000.
Nice.
So that's a net of $24,500.
Nice.
And that's about 133% profit margin average over all of them.
You doubled your money.
Perfect.
Yeah, a little over doubled. All of those were cash sales besides two, which I've got, I collect on those those two monthly, and it's the same guy, so it's convenient.
Nice.
But yeah, with everything else added in, so I mean, I kept pretty good financials of like the the purchase price of the program and the membership fees for good. Land Academy, membership for Land Watch, and all my other fees. Everything random that pops up, my website, all that stuff. The net that I've made after everything is said and done is a little under $20,000. Working 2 to 3 hours a week, some weeks 0 hours. So that, I mean, that comes out to about like $2,000 a month, I guess, over the 10 months I've been doing this.
We can't pay for publicity like this.
I have to say,
this was completely unrehearsed and uncoached. And I know that everybody's, the vast majority of the people that, the members that we have, are experiencing something similar to this. And we don't know, we have a couple other people scheduled who are members too, and we didn't talk before this, and this is not coached, and I have, he could have come on and said, this thing sucks,
stink.
And you're an idiot. You're idiots. Yeah, you're funny, but it's not funny.
Yeah.
My wife left me.
That's how the next call's going to go.
Yeah.
Well, I got to ask too, like, were you surprised by anything? I mean, did you just, were there parts of this that you said, I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm going to do what they say? Or did it all make sense to you?
Honestly, after coming from the previous program, it all made sense. And it was it's just so streamlined and easy. And then all the things that you guys keep adding in, I mean, the only questions I have, I just go to Success Plant and type in the search bar, and someone's already asked it. So, I mean,
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not that active on Success Plant. Like, I mean, a lot of people are, but I just, I work on this, one night a week and a little bit on the weekend or something. So I'm just not that active in the community. And with my work schedule, I can't jump on those calls, the member calls on Thursdays. So, I just kind of use Success Plant as a Google and type in my question, and it's almost always answered already.
Wow. So it's Google for land investors.
Yeah.
It is.
Exactly. You can use that.
I am going to do that's what tagline. That's going to be the new tagline.
Oh.
So, we bought landinvestors.com, and we're moving Success Plant as we speak. It's being worked on right now, moving it to landinvestors.com.
Yeah, that's
just
really
because
cool.
I think it's more logical. But man, I'm so glad that, full disclosure, that was Jill's Success Plant was completely Jill's idea.
Yeah.
And it was at the response of us having to answer too many questions.
Yeah. Well, it was funny. A lot of, and I know it was Claire and I talking about stuff. And actually, I think it was, I remember Claire, she said, we got to have a way to communicate. I'm like, she's right. I'm doing too many back and forth emails too.
Yeah.
And yeah. So one weekend, Jack threw that together, and here we are. So.
Yeah, and it works perfect. I mean, it's like I said, I don't always ask the question because I just type it in there, and it's Success Plan's been around so long. I mean, it's almost always answered. So,
So you got these 25 deals laying around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, are you to spend 20 grand, or do you have? I'm sure because of the way you're taking a very intelligent approach to this. How are you going to do these next 25 deals?
I think I'm going to try to buy 10 here in the next few weeks, and then I'd like to send out my second mailer here in the next couple of weeks as well, because I'd like to just mow through these, you know, I think it's 28 that I have waiting pretty quick, ideally. I mean, because you hear stories like Luke blowing through 50 and 60, and I'm over here doing one or two, and you're like, okay, I'm going to step it up a little bit.
So how's your engineering process? And, you know, you've obviously, is there a bottleneck anywhere? Is there anything that you think you can improve on?
I would say, I mean, for me, doing it part-time, not really, because I mean, I could handle it all, but I think whenever I start, you know, blowing and going full-time, the only thing I'm worried about is just call volume coming in and making sure I get back to everybody and do, you know, the due diligence that I need to on everything. Just because I remember from that first mailer I did, like, it was just a mad storm of calls and emails and everything. So I think I can still handle it. It's just getting the processes down and, you know, just being more structured, and I'll have the whole day to do it. So, you know, it should be, I'm hoping, a pretty easy process.
Well, just so happens, Kyler, I can help with that.
I know.
Did you hear what's coming?
I've heard, yes.
Okay, yeah. So we will have JillLive.com to help you out with that, should you need it.
Right about the same time you're going to need it, too.
Exactly.
If it all goes
well.
Yeah,
I just saw that in the newsletter that you guys sent out.
Good. I'm so glad. So what's your big picture goals? I mean, how is this going to replace your day job, or are you gonna just, what's the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan. Like I said, I've saved up money, and I'm just gonna go for this full force here in the next couple of weeks, because, I mean, you can only read so many motivational books and business books and, you know, hear so many stories from other people in the academy, Land Academy, until you say, why am I not doing this?
Yeah.
So, and I mean, and I obviously like it. I talk my friends' ears off about it anytime they ask. And, you know, it's just fun to talk about. It's easy to talk about. It's easy to explain. And, I mean, it's just, I've always kind of been entrepreneurial, so this is just a fun thing for me to do, and for me to be able to take it full time, I don't have any doubts. I mean, I'm obviously a little nervous, but I think I've done the due diligence of the last year, and I've got good financials, and I mean, just looking at the numbers, it makes sense. And the beautiful thing about this too is, I mean, you can sell 10 properties in a month or 30 properties in a month. Your overhead does not increase at that same rate.
That's right.
Overhead increases 1-to-1 maybe, and, you know, your revenue is going to increase 1-to-10, 1-to-20. So that's what I love about this too. It's not like you have to hire, you know.
Do you have an accounting background?
A finance background. Yeah. So I'm pretty familiar with QuickBooks, and that's what I do with my current job.
So remember fixed cost and variable cost analysis?
Yeah.
There's no fixed cost to this.
Yeah. It's, I mean, all, minimal. Yeah. It's just the memberships
You know, hopefully. It's very minimal. Hopefully you got a desk somewhere in your house, and that's the fixed cost, and that's, you know,
yeah.
And a $9 a year domain.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's true. The fixed costs are so minimal. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I left my job, here's my story real quick, because it's very similar to yours. I purchased a portfolio of property. It was all in one same place, in the same place in Arizona. This is after I did what you did. I was basically at the spot where you are right now. So I took the money and I bought, I don't know, it was like 250 properties, all for like $150 each, literally. And they're near the Grand Canyon, and sold them all while I still had my job. And I was doing it on eBay at the time for the most part. And I, like, Jill's heard this a million times. Like, 4 months later, I checked my bank account, and there's $560,000 in there. And I quit that day. I'm like, you know what? And here's a sentence. It's like I won the lottery.
Yeah.
Here's a sentence that I said in my head. I'm like, if I actually tried at this,
right,
you know, instead of just horsed around with it,
yeah,
I could probably quadruple that. And I did.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. So I'm sure you're thinking that too. Like, man, if you really try to go buy some property instead of just, you know, fielded the calls when, you know,
yeah,
sort
time.
Of half-assed. I don't mean you're putting half-assed effort. Just
no,
time,
true. It's
time-wise.
Yeah.
You're going to knock it out of the park if you really try.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, that's, it's just the difference of, you know, doing it whenever I feel like it, or just doing it full time and knocking out of the park, like you said. And I mean, the numbers are here. I'm looking at numbers on, you know, black and white numbers here. So they're there. So it's just a matter of doing it and making a decision, which, you know, it's not an easy decision to walk away from the steady paycheck and the comfort and all that stuff. But I mean, when the time's right, it's right. And if you're confident, then.
Yeah. That's great, man. You haven't used LetterStream yet either, then.
I haven't. Nope.
That's life changing. What a company that is. You know, you probably used ITI the first time.
Yes. Yeah. ITI Direct.
Man, LetterStream is, it'll change your life.
Yeah.
Stuff goes out the same day, and it's just five clicks away from sending a mailer out. It's really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to try it.
And their customer service is awesome. They love us. They're really good.
They're an IT-driven bulk mail company, and we were joking about it around the office, because most of the bulk mail companies I've ever dealt with, whenever we go in there, you know, whoever we meet with has ink on their hands, and they're wearing an apron like it's 1971.
Yeah. I laugh when y'all said that on a podcast I listened to last week or something. Yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense. So, yeah.
These guys, it's like you just walk around and there's just these big, big square machines, and it's all quiet and everyone's laughing and we're having fun and all the meal's going out and we don't even know.
Exactly.
Doing it right. It's like the size of it's not a large operation, but there's a bunch of people just looking at the machines, looking at the screens on the machines, saying, yep, it's working again.
That's awesome.
That's so
remember
good.
Their Maytag repairman, Jill?
Oh,
rolled
my gosh.
It up for that. You know, it used to be these set of commercials that Maytags worked so good, so well, that the Maytag repairman would just be watching TV in his office all day.
Right, nothing to do. So
you're not old enough for that.
I don't. Yeah.
No. Hey, Kyler, what do you have any advice for anybody? You know, a year ago when you were thinking about this, you know, do you have something you want to share with anybody in your shoes?
Yeah, I mean, I figured you might ask this. So I just thought about it. I've been thinking about it since I knew I was going to do this podcast, but there's a quote that I read every day. It's one of my favorite quotes from Napoleon Hill. And the quote is, don't wait. The time will never be just right. And I think that's a trap that a lot of people fall into in not just business, but life. You want to have all the answers before you start. You want to have everything, you know, lined up. You want to have, you know, your bank account, your LLC or whatever, specifically to this business. You just have to jump in and do it. I mean, action breeds, you know, more action, and you're going to make mistakes. I still make mistakes. I mean, it's every time I call a new county, there's something I don't know. So I think my biggest advice is do your due diligence, be comfortable with it. I mean, that's what I did. I was skeptical at first, just like anybody else, but just, I mean, do it. Just take that first step. If you come to the point where you think it's not for you, then it's not for you. But you're not going to know that until you take that first step. I would encourage people not to wait until they, you know, have all their ducks lined up in a row. I think if you want to do something, just jump in and learn as you go. You're going to make mistakes, but that's how you learn more. So,
you know, that's what our parents said before we had kids. Their time will never be right, son.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Not going to know anything. And then, but once you start that, you can't get out of it. I tried.
Yeah, right. Oh, yes. Oh, you're awful, Jack. Silly. That's good. I like that.
That's great,
you know,
advice.
It's funny. That's so interesting because that's how I come at things too. I mean, you're going to figure it out. You're going to make mistakes. You just got to jump in. And you hear us laughing about taping things all together. We're still peeling the tape off of some things around here, I got to tell you. One of them is success plan.
That's right.
You know, and that's, it's going to, right now it's still kind of clunky. The forms aren't, you know, as great as it could be, but Jack's going to make it rock.
We're not rehabbing success plan. We're replacing it.
It's going to be awesome.
We're pulling all the existing data and the data back in database so you can still use the functionality in the search like Kyler's talking about, but it's all way faster and cooler and cleaner. And so I'm heavily getting into that. We're going to release probably 6 or 7 .coms that are tools, additional tools to help make things easier, like engineering, locating property, and on and on. And I don't want to go into it too far, but what I learned in the last couple of weeks is that there's a thing called an MVP in the computer industry, or in the sky application industry where you do stuff online, and it's called minimum value product. And here's the saying about MVP. If you're not completely and entirely embarrassed by your MVP, your minimum value product that you release just to see if it's going to work, then you had done it all wrong. You waited too long to launch it. You developed it too much. And it sounds like what you're saying, you know, you just got to get out there, run your head against the wall a few times and figure it out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's exactly what I did, because I had no experience with counties, you know, assessor's office or clerks or land in general. I didn't even, I don't even think I'd ever seen a deed before in my life before I did this, this business. So, I mean, it was a completely new thing for me. The learning curve was steep, but I mean, I think especially with you guys, I mean, the amount of like the back office stuff y'all give us, the you know, the Land Academy program, it makes it so hard to fail if you give an effort.
Wow.
So thank you.
I mean, it's a compliment to you guys. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you guys keep rolling out new stuff, and it just makes everything so easy and helpful. That's a huge part of why I'm, you know, about to take this leap into doing this full time, is because you guys give us so many tools. Like, it's just, it makes it hard to fail. So
thank you.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, it really, this program though, is not for everybody. And I've realized that in the last 6 months. You know, you're coming at us with a little bit of experience from somewhere else, which is good. I think there are like five things that we said, Jill, four or five things. You and I recently sat down and said, what are the five things that, you know, you have to kind of have before you're going to be really good at this? And he's got all of them, clearly. But
it does.
One was a little bit of experience somewhere else, not necessarily with an educator, but like flipping houses, let's say.
Right.
Another one is you got to be real comfortable with numbers and data and spreadsheets and stuff. Like if you come into this with us or anyone else, learning about spreadsheets and numbers, it's just not, you're doing it too soon. And some people are, I mean, we all know people that are not numbers people, and quote unquote, I heard this recently, someone said, Excel is a mystery to me.
Someone said that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then I said, that's good. Keep moving, because this isn't going to work for you. We don't teach Microsoft applications here.
Exactly.
This isn't freaking Romper Room.
Is it right? Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
He's probably
good.
Too young for Romper Room, too.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You're dating yourself. I don't know Romper Room, Jack.
Romper Room was an East Coast thing. Romper Room was like a show for Todd, like little tiny four-year-olds. It's like Barney.
You could say Sesame Street. Everybody knows
Sesame Street.
Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
That one works better than Romper Room, I think.
Yeah, data. We're a couple things. If you have to be comfortable with data, you have to. If you have some back experience, it helps. One of the things too is have some finances.
Time
you got to be able to
time and money.
And yeah, be able to, you know, devote something, because you know, Kyler, that program takes a little while to get through. There's a lot of information in it. I mean, it's, I don't know, is it 10, 12 hours?
Yeah.
And then you got to have money to, when you pull the trigger, send a mailer, and you got to have some money to buy some property
right
to get going. And then the last thing we thought, if people have had their own business, that's like a bonus. If they've had their own business.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That is the thing that really...
That was an option at the end.
Will help.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because, I mean, you have to make all the decisions. You don't have a boss to say, is this right or is that right? Or, you know, should I be doing this? I mean, I understand that side of it for sure.
Exactly.
Right. We've got a couple of members who are walking around like Eeyore right now. Does that date me?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know who Eeyore is, Kyler?
Yes, I do.
All right. Winnie the Pooh?
I do know.
Winnie the freaking Pooh.
Yeah. We do
so
have
we had a
few.
Couple of just walking around like Eeyore, like, oh, man, I don't know. I'm like, you know, I'm ready to, never mind.
You're so good.
There's always one person.
Well, that's
always.
Okay.
No, it's
that's
not.
Why we're, no, no,
it's
no.
It's not okay.
Well, that's why we have a small group, and this is really good. You know what? Everyone. The cream rises to the top. It really does. And that's where you are, Kyler. And that's awesome. And you got it. And you're going to grow and get better and bigger. And then, you know, you may have a deal someday that you need a little extra help, or you need some financiers or something. And, you know, that's why we're here. You can lean on us. You know, we wanted, you know, you got a big deal. We could all do it together, you know.
Definitely.
Good.
Are you familiar with our membership levels, Kyler?
I literally was just looking through those the other day when I was cruising through the website, but I didn't, it was just a glance through each of the different things.
I'm going to fast track you through there. So,
okay.
We're not active yet, but there's green, silver, which is what you are, which is what everyone is, because we haven't released the next ones. We will soon though. After silver is gold. and then platinum. And these are all designed to remove the you. It's all providing more resources to make you more efficient as you do the more number of deals. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately black, which is invite only, a black level member. They're all modeled after the American Express card colors. And black level members, we've got a couple people in the group that are just knocking it out of the park and real positive about it, like you are. And we're doing some deals together. So I'm going to fast track you up there. You're invited if you want to be there.
Wow. Thank you so much.
It doesn't mean we're going to do a deal next month. It just means that you just have the right attitude and the right, you came into this with the right skill set. And it's, you know, and it's fun talking to you. That's a lot of it, you know. I don't want to sit and talk with people that are no fun.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Did you ever try to do a deal, Jill, with somebody or anything that's just like, it's like, yeah, you're brilliant and this thing's working, but man, this just sucks.
It hurt. It's painful. Yeah, totally. Uh-huh. Oh yeah, I have. Once. I only usually try to do deals with those people once.
We have three kids and one of them is just like that. And I'll never tell which one.
Oh, you're silly.
All three of them wonder, which is it, me or not? Is it me?
<You're> awful. Silly.
Congratulations, man. Outstanding.
Yeah, thank you so much. And like I said, I mean, you guys are a big reason for this, obviously. So I'm really appreciative of everything you guys do for us in the community. So, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, y'all are awesome. Wow. So
that's wonderful. Thank you. we do this in like 6 months again and check back and see how it's going?
Oh, yeah. I think that'd be great. Yeah.
Awesome. Great. Keep sending us hey, you know, the reason we keep creating these things is, you know, when you let us know what you need. So as you start, you know, moving up here and using different things and engineering help is coming and all that stuff, you think of something, please let us know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'd love to. And like I said, I'm about to be a lot more involved, so I'd be happy to.
Awesome.
Great. If you need anything, give me an email directly personally.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely do that.
Thanks again, Kyler. Have a good day.
Thanks, Kyler.
Thank you guys.
All right. Bye.
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 What a good guy.
Oh, that was so much fun. I love that he was all ready and had his numbers for us, and I wrote them down. So
I did not expect that at all.
That was so cool.
You know, what we did is we asked the senior manager, Aaron, in our Land Academy office to reach out to anybody who wants to do a podcast, any member. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't, like, pick and choose somebody who we thought would be, who has had success with it.
Just said,
they randomly responded. So there's three or four other people we're going to do this with soon here this week. But
I'm so glad.
Man.
I love it. Well, I'm just cracking up too when you really think about it. Right now I'm focused on his numbers that, I mean, he really did one mailer and he's still been going this. So he's going to get 2 years out of one mailer almost if he wants.
It's like us.
You know, but he's going to step it up now. But my other thing I love is because it really comes up often. Is the time commitment.
Yeah.
And Kyler just shared exactly. I do 2 to 3 hours a week, sometimes zero. You know what? And then the whole process, you know, I was all in $18,500 and I made $24,500.
Yeah.
I was out.
Oh, you wrote this down?
I did. He said, I'm at the end, I have $43,000 now. So 133%, because, and then that's where you're like, you know numbers. He's like, yes, I'm a finance guy.
Well, 40 grand, and his expenses are obviously being paid by his job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his not expenses, but his regular bills, like his electric bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to be able to easily buy 25 more properties mm-hmm. with that cash and turn them quick. So if he doubles it there, now he's looking at 80. Mm-hmm. And then 160K, and mm-hmm. then pretty soon 500. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty, that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You know what happens, Jill? I really think, I've been thinking about this throughout the whole call. I'm so glad we instituted this thing, because this call with our members, because like everything, the real negative stuff gets to us first.
Oh. Right?
And there's not much negative stuff. I'm just there. But when someone's got
things
trouble.
Things don't work sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's so nice to hear positive.
Yeah.
You know, just a half hour of positive.
Exactly. Well, Kyler's a good one too. And I know that is true, that there's a lot of people that read Success Plant that they aren't real vocal in Success Plant. I know there's a lot of folks there, and Kyler's like, oh, I'm there. I'm just not real vocal.
I wonder how many people are out there that are not members.
Oh,
but
totally.
Have not, you know, and I love that.
Oh, I know.
They're not members with Bland Academy. They've maybe they got a subscription to RealQuest themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why. It would be twice as expensive, but it doesn't matter. I bet there's a lot of people that are completely off of our radar.
They're just flies on the wall and they're doing really well.
Doing well, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I love it. That's good. Too. I'm happy to help. And, you know, that's great. That's why we're here. Join us in another episode.
No, <it's> a, I know. I'm all disheveled.
You are not. You look great. No, that was so good. Great call. Glad we did this. Thanks, Jack.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.